Utilisons l'exemple de l'Europe, sa manière d'utiliser ses propres ressources, sa manière de valoriser, de transformer. Essayons de l'appliquer nous aussi. Voilà, ça n'empêche pas d'apprendre l'histoire, mais ça permet d'apprendre du quotidien. Maintenant, tout de suite là, Ik et Nung, utilisons ces techniques-là pour valoriser nos produits en Afrique et donner du travail à ces jeunes-là qui se jettent dans la Méditerranée, dans l'Atlantique.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
The movie star, movie man, with Errol Dunkley.
Was it a big commercial song or is this a song you put out there and tried?
This song now, when I do it, because when I was making music first, I just want to hear Big Youth on the radio, you know. And we make this song on Gregory Avid, I'm not hearing anything. Nothing, I'm just say watch it. Get Misery Redland, Gregory give me the stamper. I'm going to press the first 100 song. And on my way back from the pressing plant, I carry liquor off me and a virgin named Dale. I have a record store in Utica named Park Heights. Broke up in my foot and me knock out from 12:20 to 7:20. Sorry, then I do some like a song for Phil Pratt, like the Phil Pratt thing, Tell It Black. I do the moving version for the Upsetter. Yeah? But doing certain things is hustle, them people are hustle, because they know the business, you know, them can fly out and go to England and sell it. And
what was your first big commercial song?
So cooler, man. So after this accident, Keith Hudson just come check me one morning, on Friday morning.
Keith Hudson?
Yes.
All right. What's your relationship with Keith Hudson?
Come check me the Friday morning and we'll go to Dynamic Sounds. And I'm have this with him, Warren Odisha and them thing with Alton Ellis. And we just take a bike into the studio and start the bike.
Whose idea was it to take the bike in the studio?
Between me and him and Lego, a cheery idea. Because a bike is the S90 skunk we're gonna make now. So, you see? So we're going there, boom! And Lego say, you'll die on you, try on me, yeah, okay, and him, I go bust, and with him, whole eye, with him, wild. And me make him know, don't ride like lightning, because if you ride like lightning, you'll crash like thunder. And hear this now, and I want to hear it, and whoever you establish it and publish it to must know this. This is the song I opened the key for the reggae music, the Rasta music, where really uplift reggae, because there's some star chant, ja, 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 wah, wah, wah. Come here speaking and knowing tongues.
What year was that? Let the people know what year
that was. I 72, that man. 72. Late 72 now. Because that's going to go right. It's going to make me artist of the year. The same day, me do S90 Skank, me do Chichi Run. And Chichi Run go number one too.
Did the accident kind of slow you down a little bit when you had your accident?
Slow down what?
No, I mean like a little time to reflect. And try to go at it harder, or is this whatever?
Yo, when me wake up 7:20, me tell them up at the hospital, say them wicked. And me want to go on my yard, my whole yard down Princess Street, Heidelberg's University, me want to sleep there, so me no want to sleep in the hospital, because me knock out from after 12, and me never do nothing to revive me. I say, as a matter of fact, I watch the movies, and I see when people get hurt that kind of way. Hey, they put things on them. And you people leave me on a slab that means dead house, you know, and push me and going home. And them corks, so you have to take an x-ray and thing for safe and thing in the own. And I say, well, you can take your x-ray, but me not sleeping here. Because I'm conscious, I wake up conscious. So it's true that unconsciousness me get a vision, so me must go preach Rastafari to the world, you know. Yeah? When them have me, they say me dead. Me conscious enough, you know, say. Me I think about what me have to go do in this world. So it's a chosen thing, brethren. Because you hear me tell you, me I sing Ja, 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 Wah, Wah, Wah. Live it up, Ja. Do it, Ja. Yeah?
So after S9. The S90 skink now, right? Were you still doing Tip-A-Tone?
Then, is it, you know? That's why we can go to the studio every day. Because every time you play the song, you're creating, time you play a rhythm, you know? And you name certain rhythm here where you want, name it and say certain thing. Where, yeah? That people start to come, you have Trinity, Dillinger, Justice, all of them come and watch how you put all your mouth, you know. And by tomorrow morning, them go in the studio for the next producer, because. So after this now, I'm going to do all the killer for Gussie Clark and the Tip-A-Tone rocking. Because we use the Tipo Tone Rock in 45, you know, a single, to play against Tubbies and Detroit him, you know. With Iroy at the console, because Uroy was away in England. Because this big youth thing was an uprising, you know. So,
moving forward, let's go.
In no time, I have 7 songs in the 2 charts. With 5 in the 2 top 10s.
How did life change for you at that point? Were you getting some finances or more popularity?
Man, I get popularity. I'm still living at the Dirty Ranch down on Princess Street. Yeah, man, I'm on and all of these producers living fat cat life, you know.
Yeah.
S90 scan me get about $1,300.
That's it.
When that's supposed to be my first payment. I never get none no more there. Hudson could have buy all a Capri and all them shit. Maybe I could buy a car if that was it. And revolutionized, I still don't want to move from where I live in the ranch with all these poor brethren around me. Leave them at the hands of Armageddon, because police always running on us. I look at draw weed and...
Speak about that aspect, man, off the music and we'll edit it. But speak about persecution that you faced as Rasta in Jamaica and the problems you had to experience because of your beliefs.
Because it's the system. So it's so righteousness exalt a nation, sin is reproach to man. So if you're trying to make the people righteous, them going to try to get you down.
So during the 70s, were you able to just go around any part or not really, as a Rasta?
Of course. Then the youth them look up onto us. I'm going to dance all over Fitzgerald Avenue or Mission Road. I want to be a police, kick me up, man. Beat me up bad, save me at a stage show, burn down Babylon and I beat down Babylon, so. And kick me up bad and all them rarity things. When I have nothing to forget, man. Me have 7 tunes in the chart, man. I'm asleep out at the Central Police Station and then lock me up for lightering.
And what year was that?
Between 73 and 4, same way.
73 and 74, right? What was going on when you did Screaming Target? You said Screaming Target was singles that were...
Early. Screaming Target is a movie, you know. And this man, Clint Eastwood, was a thing. And the man in Screaming Target was licking some shot. Wicked and Eastwood. So that's why I say, that one you ranker than Dirty Harry. Yeah? And then, within Screaming Target now, me go even further, because me start show the people say illiteracy class is all around. So you must go to illiterate place. I'm gonna learn, forget, civilize. Yeah. Yes. We are singing until you hear the school bell ring. So you hear the little children sing. Touching a ling a ling.
When that album dropped, was it, I know originally it was distributed in Jamaica, but did it move over to England quickly? Or
yeah, because it started with Dynamic Sounds. Because we finished that album overnight, you know. And by 9 o'clock the morning, it was on Test Press.
Who was the producer for that album?
Me, Manly, Augustus Buchanan, and Gussie Clark. Yeah?
And you used the Archangels on that one yet?
Come on, man. Gussie get some rhythm from KC White and some other people. Maybe he met the sky, touch the Skylark in as a studio session. Yeah? So them get in their own way on certain songs from the same connection with Gregory Beck, the movie star. And KC White with Anywhere But Nowhere. Dun dun. They could go. Salamana Gonde. Alright? And KC White was singing No 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 and the Screaming Target too. So let's get. So we put the album together and share in. And when the right time come, Dynamic release it and Gussie start in foolishness.
What was the financial situation like for an album at that time? Did you get
it? Me not get nothing, man. I know me not get nothing, man. Gussie Clark still a control. It's since lately when we set up Negus Nagas Publishing, and we try to prove to the world my rights, because it's my life. These guys are just some brave guys.
Was that experience with Gussie Clark what caused you to do Negus Nagas?
Yeah. I'm going to make a song. I'm going to take War, World is a Ghetto, and turn it around and call it Streets in Africa. Because while I was singing, walking down the street, smoggy eye, looking at the sky, starry eye, I'm missing walking down the streets in Africa. Then it's my Africa. Because them time them guys clean. And watch it. I will put it. Music fraternity out here, cause them jealous and bad mind and stupid. Same can't sing.
So
one on the man, let me tell you, don't ask me nothing. The punk them same can't sing. You see the song what them say me can't sing. Out of all these hits, what me make and put up in the charts and get famous and get that knowledge. Me see a little money now. When we can move and go pay rent in a nice place now. If the people will accept me, because I'm going to have to use a ball head for go look the place to me, because they don't want to rest in them place. Because you prejudice around the system, even though you are the great one.
So that's 74, 75, that's going
on? No, man, them time I'm still staying and I'm ghetto with my people, them, man. But the arms are fresh will feel that you dare not trust your own, you know. It's more the people that you're closer to try to bring you down, you know. So we move up. So we get, come by 73, we go mash up Madison Square Garden, man.
Tell us about that story with Madison Square. First of all, how did you get a gig at Madison Square Garden?
I was doing a concert at the Prime Minister's house. And there I meet this guy, Earl Harris. How much you think the fussy gimme. Then give me $100.
To perform Madison Square Garden?
That's cool, not so. That means the $100 I'm give me up at the Prime Minister's house is for the first night. So the second night he plan to give me another $100. So it's $200, it's $100 a night. Then I want to give the star of Jamaica for go pay the Madison Square Garden.
Are you the first reggae artist to play Madison Square Garden?
School, no man. All. Bob Marley and the Wailers book for that concert. They them not turn up, you know. Cause too bad. You hear that, no man? Them put me on third the first night and the concert finish, you know.
What tunes were you giving them on that type of night?
Man, me I give them the song them while I mash up the place, man. I'm going to go touch I pray thee. Why do thee then rage and the people imagine I fear thing? First kings of the earth had set themselves against the Lord God, Jerastafari, and against the United. Come on, man. From a compound stairs, guys, I see it in thing, everybody on their feet, man. The place finish. They might have put me as time builder for the name.
Was reggae music or that type of music getting any play on the radio, or that was just like a one-off show where they brought some reggae artists up?
Yeah, you know, look at WBLS or Dark WLIB and you have...
Wait one second, way back? You want...
This black one?
No. This?
Yeah. Hey, Perry Hendrix, watch it now.
Whenever you're ready.
Pass the knapsack.
What's soon going on the place, man? Yeah, man, but in time we tell them for go ahead, you know.
All right, so, Garden now.
No.
Isaiah, first prophet of old.
No, like me tell you, say, the same day, when I do S90, I do...
Screaming Target.
No, I do Chichi Run. So Prince Buster put out an album of about 5 or 6 songs.
What was the name of the album?
Chichi Run.
Chichi Run.
Yeah. Because right, Chichi Run go number 1 to, you know. One at a time, Chichi Run move S90 to 2 and gone up 1. And Rebellion go on and say, oh, that's impossible because it's not selling. To be up there, but it's badness Prince Buster using, because you know them control the airwaves. So I tell you, so I have all of the charts, I have all of the thing going on, and by this, I'm going to make African Data, Downtown, Kingston, Pollution, Hot Stock. Yeah? We give them high gym screech, and my brother Dilly Dally, when I show them, say, yeah, automatic pistol, remote control, synthetics, generics, to match the soul. So them are feed the people with generics now, and we just sing that from them time in the 70s. Yeah? So when I thought that is, so it's by 75 now, them 10 against 1. And hit the road, Jack, and this. Cause hit the road, Jack, come from African Data and Downtown Kingston Pollution, Ellis Fire Heroes, rhythm, you know. It's the same rhythm, man. By 75 December, I'm going to farm hit the road, Jack, and it now. One of the biggest sellers of God.
How did the song come about, hit the road, Jack?
So, it's Ray Charles. It's Ray Charles' song, you know. But he must sing, Baby, Baby, Don't Leave Me This Way. And he sings me born in April and christened in May. Yeah? And mama gets slicking and daddy start whipping. Say she going out in funky chicken. So hit the road, Jack. Ray Charles line, all of them other line there at my own. Mama went sad and daddy gone mad. Sure, the little children soon be sad. So hit the road, Jack. Then we got touch birth, right back a rock. What the world need now is love, sweet love. Yeah? So, it's the skills we have, so we start to establish it. By that, we give them every nigga is a star, the same. So,
now start with that, because that's a...
All of that, all of that!
That's a classic point now, because explain to them about the backup singers for Every Nigga is a Star.
It's the I3s.
So explain to him how you put that. How did you get the I3s to come together?
And it's me put the I3s together. Because them start sing some backup. Because after Chicharron and thing, we go and make my album now. The reggae phenomenon. I'm going to make Natty Cultural Dread. Because I'm starting to go start produce big time now, you know. So, I always have Judy Marcy and Rita and the Heptones singing back up.
Oh, you had the Heptones singing back up too?
Yeah, they're all of them.
So how did, that's a, all right, how do you get these great singers to sing back up like the Heptones? How do you
then
get
them? Then me had the great one. The Heptones was on the Madison Square Garden show too, you know. Yeah? You understand, the critics say they were like some 1940s, blah, 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 blah. One man said me it sound like when somebody get pissed off in the Lincoln Tunnel. He died, a natural cause, because he fight righteousness. That's what I'm, come and eat the New York Times.
Back in the 70s.
Just cool after the garden, because it's a crazy thing. I'm still give thanks and love for life, because God still preserve me, because them fight me. And the fight is the better to preserve. Preserve.
Give us Every Nigga is a Star.
So, that song now. Alright, I'm going to tell you about Every Nigga. Every Nigga is a Star is a movie, you know. With Calvin Lockhart, you know. But the movie flop. You have a writer down your name, Archie Lindo. He didn't write nothing good about Rasta. He didn't like Rasta. But he said, boy. Every time the people them see me on the screen, them get up in the theater. So like, come and perform live up at Student Union and them places. I put all money to the movie, come and get nothing. Come here, I earn money them time there, so. When Calvin Lockhart them run dry, I mean them. All right. Me, Calvin Lockhart, and Boris Gardner, you know, the hotel up at Sheraton, what them call the Hilton now. We wrote that song, you know. Them come now and say, it's Boris' brother write it, you know. You know, we don't want to fight and quarrel with these people. Yeah? Because I go take it and eat it. And I give, me never even knew about publishing and them shit then. I give him rights to. But me never leave out me, him and Calvin Lacard, because we three write the song all him and come tell lies, says his brother. Because them go upon one of them big boys the show. But me know a big youth every nigga is a star them on. And then, like me say, the high trees, is we put them together, we go do a club topside named Top Hat up on Reddles Road, and we sell it out two shows that night. Because every nigga is a star, just boom. So that's it. And Bob Marley and the Wailers march up, and now have them, Peter and them, and they sing with him no more. So I say, big youth are going, so them just take up the high trees now. And them not go around and talk the truth, because big youth first and them singers I trees.
All right, moving forward now, right? We want to discuss the Reggae Sunspot situation, where like, the way it's presented to the public as if it was just a Bob Marley show.
You mean the One Love?
One Love
piece. The One Love concert.
First of all, were you willing to do the show, or they had to kind of, were you open?
Yeah, because it's the piece. Yeah. It's the piece with the whole thing, because right, so right where you is, it starts right out here.
And what year was the One Love piece
concert? 78. Yeah? So what them politicize it? To clear the mass up them, take life, Tony Welch and all these people, so, and then bring together some people was opposing, so Michael Manley and as the greatest one ever walked the plank, because teach them self-reliance and them never want to rely on themselves. Up until today, now them want to come and try. But if they had taken that teaching from then, they would be real reliable now. They would not have to rely upon other people.
That type of concert there was, I'm not going to say it was one of the greatest performances, but it was one of, I guess, historical performances. How did you get that band together, Archangels, and that whole...
Watch this. That band's original name is the Soul Syndicate. When me and them played, them named the Archangels. Because them put me on Algren 73, 23rd of December, inside of the National Arena. And them booked me as the King of Kingston and Algren as the King of New York. And me carry my Archangel band. We care them. So hear this. Sonny Bradshaw was the president of the Music Association. He was a big band. He's a big band, man. You know what's a big band? Well, when he wrote, he said, well, why I come out sounding like the Archangels, but I make the arena dopey catch me. Which is a reality, because inside of the arena you can't shout, because the acoustic not good. So at a certain point, you know, it's the depth, so you have to keep it down. So, to him, say me come out like an Archangel, and so I say my band name, the Archangels.
Why wasn't your performance recorded at One Love? You didn't want it to be recorded? Or they just
never record it? Them record it and have it, because it's selfishness, man. Because, come on now, man. Everything is Marley, you know. Remember when Biggie would say, Natty Dread in a Babylon, Marley still has him a soul rebel in a bridget. Sometimes them establish and go on like him is the first Ras, but it's not him.
Yeah, but everybody Lee saying that, or numbers group, but Bunny Lee said Biggie busted dreadlocks.
Of course. So that's what I tell you, says this 90 skank. Ja, it opened the book and released the 7th year after that. Me could have 7 songs in the chart at one time. When them not play downtown people on uptown radio. Yeah? And we only had 2 stations. And the thing start. Because like I tell you, when we do Screaming Target and them go sell it to Trojan in England, and all these people exploited me big time. Yeah? Them even take my own natty cultural dread, I'm a phenomenon. Trojan all, me never give them all, hit the road jack and them run them thing, they have a tape and release it. Come in and know about no contract. Yeah, me supposed to track the con, because them things were them writing I in for rob our things. For us from Heidelberg's University. So, you understand, it's a ripped thing, and even up, even 35, 45 years after, people still claiming your things and want to be owner, right owner.
Well, let me hear you say,
wake-up call. Yes, the people get a wake-up call. People are rising. See the people rising. Move, y'all. Yeah.
Our nation rise.
I will ever praise thee continually. It was the same say to ask why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things. It was the same false kings that set themselves and the false rulers to counsel together against his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I. So the illness times appointed Jerrain and earth is now. They came to break down pressure and to set I and I the captive free. To drive away transgressors and to rule equality. Equal rights and justice stands for I and I all. To now to know that all those that love his sake and kingdom must fall. The times are not be pure and clean. To rally round the red, the gold and the green. And the night have got to be pure and clean as I would say. To rally around the throne in Mount Sinai. With his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, who they persecute today, as I would say. Almighty God and King, as I will tell you. Tap, 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 tap. Marquis Bulwark are known in his palaces. Jack shall break the ship of Tarsu with an east wind. Jack, 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 Jack. Revelation, all nation bow. And when the 2 and 40 narration stand, and the wicked got to fall. And only the fittest of the fittest of the fittest of the fittest of the fittest shall stand. It's an everyday sound for the everyday people when I tell you. Yeah, sound of reality. In all nation got to bow. See the old nation got to bow. And the child and the cry and the mother and the father, the babe and so clean. All nation bow, all righteous stand. So let the righteous be glad and let them exceedingly rejoice.
Here lion you,
Zion. I'm on a hook, you know.
I'm on a boss.
Right now, with him
wild. With him wild.
Right on. Ivy. But don't you ride like lightning? This man, if you ride like lightning, he'll crash like thunder. So come down along the way, now the song a little ways I would play. But gosh. Cause some are coming down and some will lead the way as I would read the bigger, yo. Wow, baby! Come put your big, 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 baby. Come people, 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 hey. I keep on hearing what I to say. See, keep on say. I beg your pardon, what did you say? But see, you don't say. If you talk like that, I said if you say so. So all them bold until you got to give me so. I tell you, da 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 wa wa. Look up da 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 wa wa. Da 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 wa. Goodness
ride like lightning. This man if you ride like lightning, he'll crash like thunder.
You talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh, you have no excuse not to listen.
Thank you. You know.
Trouble double double, sweet. Trouble double double. She didn't have a daughter, she didn't have a son. She said the lift doesn't run, run up the stairs and come. Cause if you don't come, you cannot go no see your son. So I grab a bunch of roses and I started to run. Here I come, whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come. Time me down because you are old and now you're young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down, shoodly waddle diddle waddle diddle, whoa. Swing. I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. When you go to volcanoes like a stage show, you have man that sing DJ and blow, bully Danny Jenny, oh, oh, whoa. Swing, and the intercam rose, they tell me to come. Cause you didn't have a daughter, she didn't have a son. Say the lift doesn't run, run up the stairs and come. Cause if you down, come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of roses and I started to run. Here I come, whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come. Time me younger because you are old. Now you're young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down. Shoodly, waddle, boop, boodly, diddle, whoa. Sweet. Extra size, extra size. Extra size than size, way. Extra broad, extra broad, extra broader than Broadway. Over the ocean and over the sea, all of the girls, them are both we, we. Shoodly waddly diddly woodly whoa. Sing, here I come, shoodly waddly diddly whoa. Sing, cause on the intercom rose, they tell me to come. So she didn't have a daughter, she didn't have a son. Save the lift doesn't run, run up the stairs and come. Cause if you down, come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of roses and I started to run. Here I come, whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come. Time me down, because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down, shoodly wap, boop, boodly diddle, whoa. Swing, extra size, extra size. Extra size than size, way. Extra broad, extra broad, extra broader than Broadway. Over the ocean and over the sea, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Play this one for me. Shoodly wap boom, boodly diddly whoa. Swing, here I come, shoodly waddly diddly whoa. Swing, over the ocean and over the sea, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Play this one for me. Shoodly wap boom. Cause on the intercom rose, they tell me to come. Said she didn't have a daughter, she didn't have a son. Said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. Cause if you down, come quick, you're not gonna see your son. So I grab a bunch of roses and I started to run. Here I come, whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come. Time me down now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna add some fun. Run me down, shoodly wap, boom, fully diddly, whoa. Swing, extra size, extra size. Extra size than size, way. Extra broad, extra broad. Extra broader than Broadway. Over the ocean and over the sea, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Play this one for me. Shoodly wap, boom, fully diddly, whoa, whoa. Sing. I'm not into cameras, they tell me to come, to come, to come. So she didn't have a daughter, she didn't have a son. Here I come, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I see your land. Sugar, how are the energy there?
How are the energy there?
Where the energy there?
Where the energy there?
Where the energy there?
How are the energy there?
Where the energy there?
Give me the energy there.
Inna the party, you saw me start it. Me ask me, me liquor, give me your case to rot it. Me shawty, we naughty, pull up in a Bugatti. Love to see when she a twerk, a jiggle up, she body. She bring her friend, ask me if me want it. You can't see, say it's a double zin, a girl a planty. Me come for you, another shot, get me ready for clarty. Press Archie, she in on, tell me if you take off it. Party, up, party, up, party, up. Up inna the air like a firework flare when it busts. Party up, party up. Shoot like a rocket and nobody can stop it.
Move on the ground.
See your land with a style where you shoot like 7 gun.
What?
Style you so hot it make the devil run.
What?
Me bring the vibes anyway me turn. Make gyal a wine and go down on the level ground.
What?
Hot gyal want marry dance settle down.
What?
Ten of them a pull up on me say fi come.
What?
Cranberry a fi mix with a little rum. Bring another bottle come. Ice and cup.
Party up, party up, party up.
Up inna the air like a firework flare when it busts.
Party up.